Amen. Without ceasing, without ceasing, we are called by God to live a life continually in Christ without ceasing. Amen. Amen. I believe that I'm speaking to many people here today, living a life in Christ without ceasing. So what does it look like to live a life without ceasing? What would that look like? You know, in a world full of distractions, you know, in a world full of constant noise, 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 right? Busyness, busyness, busyness. But yet the word calls us into constant, unbroken communion with him, right? Constant, unbroken communion with him. It is a choice. It is a discipline, a self-discipline to make your life, to center your life into a life that's continually without ceasing with the Lord. Amen. So we're going to look at three scriptures here today quickly. One is the scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, where it talks about praying without ceasing. Amen. Yesterday, we looked at a scripture, we'll glance at it today, that talks about thanking God without ceasing. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And then in Psalm 1:2, talking about meditating on the word of God without ceasing. Amen. So we got 1 Thessalonians 5:17. For those that are writing this down, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, and Psalm 1:2. Psalm 1:2, right? Amen. So we get to center our lives on the word of God without ceasing. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it tells us how we are to rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. It is the will of God that you center your life without ceasing. It is the will of God that you make a choice today to rejoice, that you make a choice today to pray without stopping. How could you do that? How could you physically, realistically do that? You know, we have things to do. We live life. There's responsibilities, right? But it is a posture of submissive prayer and complete surrender unto the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a posture, a heart's posture that we take so that we know that our lives are centered on Christ, literally yielding to him without ceasing. This is something that you grow into. This is something that the more that you commit yourself to this, the more that you say, Lord, this is my focus. This is what I'm going to do. This is, I center myself on you. The more that you do that, the more that you will see, wow, you know what? The very core of who I am that's changed. Why? I'm so centered and fixated on the Lord Jesus Christ. I will have it no other way. So yes, and therefore I could say, I live a life based on 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that tells me, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. This is the will of God. If the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, then therefore there's a way. People try to come up with excuses. People will come up with reasons as to why it's not practical to be able to do this without ceasing. But I tell you, God is not a man that he should lie. Right? Amen? So therefore, if God is not a man that he should lie, and what he speaks comes to pass, then he's telling us to be people that pray without ceasing. So then therefore, it is a posture of the heart. It's a reflection of who you are in him that has committed yourself, your will. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your whole self, your whole being, to saying, Lord, I choose you. I center myself. You know, there's peace, there's joy, there's security in doing this. And it's possible simply because the Lord in his word tells us to do so. Amen. And so in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, which we looked at yesterday about giving thanks without ceasing, giving thanks. This is the power of a heart that is giving perpetual gratitude to the Lord. Perpetual, consistent gratitude. He told us to pray without ceasing. He told us to give thanks without ceasing. That means in every circumstance, in every situation that comes up, it's not that great, not that good. It's threatening, even demonic. We're giving thanks to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that's going to turn that situation around. You're not giving thanks for the bad thing. You're giving thanks to the Lord. that will turn it around, that will take you through, that will see you through, that will take you through the other side, that will bring forth that victory. But your job is to stand firm, saints of Christ, stand firm in his word, in his presence, and do not shift. Do not move from your position, regardless of how hard it may feel at times. Stand firm. Do not move. God in you, the hope of glory, is enough. The Spirit of the Almighty God in you will carry you through. Your job is to be a person that is without ceasing, a prayer life without ceasing, giving thanks without ceasing, meditating on the word of God without ceasing. This is the instruction of the Lord for you today, to grab hold of this and to walk in this truth consistently without ceasing. There are promises for those that will do so. Let's get to the last scripture, Psalm 1:2. Psalm 1:2 talks about meditating on the word of God day and night, which brings unshakable stability. Not only does it bring unshakable stability, but when we look at Psalm 1 and verse 2, and actually when we look at Psalm 1 and we look at the tail end of Psalm 1, it says that everything that you will do will prosper. I'll read it to you. Verse 3, the end of verse 3, it says, and whatever he does shall prosper. I believe that no matter what I do, it will end in prosperity. In other words, that is the end result, no matter what. Why? Without ceasing. I believe that you can have that same confidence, and it's not arrogance, it's confidence in Christ's word, in his word, and that you can know without a shadow of a doubt. Without ceasing also means prosperity in all that you do, all that your hand touches, because your life is not centered around you, it's centered around Christ. Your life is so centered around Christ that you will pray without ceasing, you will give thanks without ceasing, and you will meditate on his word without ceasing. Without ceasing, which causes you to be so stable and so fixed on him that you always win, no matter what. You're a victor because of Christ's blood. Amen. Amen. Welcome, Connie, from Idaho. It's great to have you online. God bless you. God bless you, Teresa. God bless you, Eliani. God bless you, all of you that are joining in, watching this from various platforms, and on Light, on a Mighty Wind Broadcasting Network. I cannot see your names, but I know that I see that you're there. God bless you all. It's wonderful to be able to broadcast this on various platforms. It is on Roku, we're on Smart TV, we're on Apple TV, we are on Fire TV right now, live. When I say Mighty Wind TV, I'm not just referring to a website, I'm talking about all of those smart channels that we are on, which is so incredible. It's such a blessing to the Lord, because we know that this is available all around the world. So, praise God for that. Praise God for that. I'm very grateful for what he has done and the doors that he has opened for this ministry to be that kind of, to have that kind of an impact all throughout the world for the Lord Jesus, for the word of God shall be preached and people's lives are being changed. So today, in recap, without ceasing, we are to be people that will not cease to pray. We will not cease to give thanks, and we will not cease to meditate on the word of God. And when we do that, our life's choices reflect our inner choice. Our external choices reflect what we've chosen inwardly. We don't mess around with frivolous things. We don't waste time with time stealers. We're focused. We're focused on truth. We're focused on the Lord. And because we are, he will cause whatever it is that you do to prosper, because what you're doing is according to his will. Father, I thank you for those that are online. I thank you for those that will watch the replay. Lord, I thank you that you have called us to be people without ceasing. Prayer without ceasing, giving thanks without ceasing, meditating on the word of God without ceasing. And as we do that, Lord, you've promised in your word in Psalms 1 and verse 3, whatever we do shall prosper. Lord, our prosperity is for the glory of God. We want our prosperity to be for the glory of God. And we thank you, Lord, for you shall always have our praise. So I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.